भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय एवरीबॉडी प्लीज ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ आवर कीर्तन एक्सपीरियंस कोर्स. I'm so happy to conduct this session with you, partly because your feedback was so encouraging. Someone commented from Berlin that during the chanting of the Om, they were able to just go through the mental cloud and just come into a total different space. And so many other comments were there. Today, I promised to all of you that I would chant you teach you a very special chant. But I would like to just go briefly about what we learned in our last session. It was very important for me to teach you that in Kirtan, we really bring the mantra into our mind and let it pervade our mind. Let it vibrate within our mind. And also, whenever we lose our focus, no problem, then we take our mind and bring it to the mantra. So you do both. Receive the mantra in the mind and bring the mind to the mantra. The whole idea is to achieve a state of complete absorption. It's almost like exiting the world of the mental chatter, the mental noise which goes on all the time, and entering first into a sacred space. But that will fill up more and more and more and more and pervade you. So let us please do two things now, two small kirtans. Let us first start with a very, very deep Om. As we chant Om, the phonetic or sound creation which takes place should be something like A-U-M. And as we chant this, we achieve something like a sound circle. It will be very simple. You do a deep inhale, where you mostly breathe into the belly area, You can check if your belly protrudes, comes out. That is very good in this case. And then when you chant this, it is called a vocal breathing. You empty your stomach and also the chest or the belly area, this chest area, and you come to a beautiful sound where you first start in, on a deep note, ah, and then go, oh. I will do it for you and with you. I will first do it alone so that you get the idea. I will watch my hand as the sound goes up from a deep ah to an oo and an m. Deep inhale. Time, please. A deep inhale, and then from down to up. And this goes now into a kirtan. You will see the mantra as a pin-up comment. It's Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And please, this is called in kirtan experience. It is not to watch, but it is to participate, so that you can make an experience. I will one time sing alone in the call function, and then you will please respond, call and respond. Gokrishna, who is here next to me, we will show him to you at the end. he will sing also in the chorus, in the response part, where you please join him. One time I will sing alone, then we will all sing together with Gokrishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. te vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Let me remind you, please, as you chant, try to listen to yourself chanting. And then do also the other exercise. Focus your mind from time to time on the sound, and you will see, you will become so absorbed that the mantra takes you on the wings of the sound of the mantra. Sing again, please. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everybody please. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you so much in participating in our journey of the Kirtan experience. We will move on to an even more amazing mantra and Kirtan. Kirtan is becoming famous nowadays. It is becoming a trendy thing. Even the American magazine Psychology Today, it's quite well known in America, has noted that 12 minutes of kirtan has an equal effect to 3 hours of meditation. 12 minutes of kirtan equals 3 hours of meditation. You can imagine when someone meditates for 3 hours, he must be very, very absorbed. Otherwise, he would get up after 20 minutes of meditation or 10 minutes or so on. So, kirtan has a certain shakti, and scientists have asked themselves, why is there so much energy in it? And they have come, I will quote here, to the conclusion that chanting is so effective because music and rhythm and then singing recover and address the whole brain and the whole brain function. See, most of the time, things which we do are either engaging the left side of the brain or the right side of the brain. However, when we engage in something which has music, rhythm, and our own singing, it's complete engagement and complete massage, you could say. It enlivens us. Now add to this the special feature of kirtan. Then you have something extraordinary. The special key feature of kirtan is that there's deep meaning. That it's something like soul music, where you are really fully involved in the deepest essence of your being. It's a spiritual activity, a transformative activity, so to say. And therefore, it is a complete inner workout, if you want to use such a simple word. Now, of course, this happens only at the time when you are completely engaged. And to completely engage yourself or involve yourself means a simple technique. You can apply a simple technique. I call it the LGL technique. Listen first of all to the sound. As the sound enters your ears, let it enter, welcome it, like the most precious of all guests who enters through your door. Let the sound enter the doors of perception. Then, this was a passive activity, then do something active. Give the chanting your everything. Don't hold back. Sit, you can do it now, straight with your body. Pronounce nicely with your tongue. I don't want to show it. And then be with your mind fully present. So much of our times are spent in a way that we are not fully present. We hesitate to give our everything in a relationship. We hesitate to give our everything to an activity because we know it will not maybe go so deep that it is a soul deep thing. give you everything. And then, very important, and I think we Westerners need to learn this, let go. Don't expect anything, not even a big samadhi experience. Let go. As some spiritual schools would say, think non-thinking. Now you give your mind the order, non-thinking. It is almost paradoxical because you have to think non-thinking. But by sometimes spiritual things can only be expressed in a paradoxical way. So the LGL way is listen, give your everything, full presence in other words, and then let go. I would like to do this now with one mantra, which I must tell you, very, I mean, internet is not a place for confidential informations because so many people will listen eventually to it, but very personally maybe, this mantra which I want to share with you is so absolutely powerful. Priests chant it when they give their offering into the sacred fire because it is this mantra which carries the offering from our dimension to the spiritual dimension, the other dimension, the categorically different world, the spiritual world. Those who enter deep meditations for identity transformation, they chant this mantra in order to realize their spiritual identity with which they interact in the spiritual world with God. It's a powerful mantra. It's the mantra Ram, with a very long A. The priests will chant Ram, but the others will chant Ram, long A, but let us put away these technical differences and chant it in a long, drawn-out way. And let the sound fill your pores. The famous yoga teacher, Iyengar, he has passed away, he would say, yoga is when all the pores in the body sing, vibrate, no? With life. So we will now do the Ram mantra, and this will morph or move into a most beautiful kirtan, which I will lead, and we will sing it together. But first, let us start with Ram. I request you to sit tall and as you chant this beautiful mantra, listen, let it enter you. Give it your everything and then let go. I will do it first alone. Let us center ourselves few deep inhales and exhales. Beautiful. Also here you start deep in the beginning, here deep, and you come up, finally you chant with the mouth closed the M, and it vibrates first in the brain and then you will feel it vibrating all over. If you not only listen but give you everything, very important. And then you let go. You listen as you start. You give everything. And as you come up, you let go. It's an experience which will teach you what it is. Not a brainy description. So let us all breathe in. And now on an out breath. Goes into a beautiful kirtan. I will sing the lead voice again and then all of us sing in the chorus. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram.
Whenever we talk of Ram, we have to think of Hanuman. I'm looking, yes, for a photo of him. The story of Ram and Hanuman is very, very inspiring. In this context, I want to surprise you. One moment. Hanuman received an order, a mission in his life which was far, far bigger than he could possibly conceive of fulfilling. He had to cross an ocean by jumping. How is this possible, to cross an ocean by jumping? Very, very big mission. But he was reminded of a mystery which was lying inside, a mystery waiting to be awakened. That if you do something in sambandha, in connection with Ram, your abilities grow, because it is no longer by your own strength that you do something, but by the strength of Ram. This is Hanuman. You might have seen a photo of a deity or a picture. When he heard, jump over the ocean, another time he heard, bring a mountain. He thought, how is it possible? But then he brought to his mind the sacred mantra of Ram. He connected with Ram in his mind, and all of a sudden he could overcome his own limitations. He could do the impossible. Time does not permit, but I could tell you a few very, very, very personal
memories in my own life. How I also could see myself being lifted up by powers beyond myself. It's not myself. The greatest mistake which a spiritual person can do is to think that he is the one who is doing everything. He should remain, or she should remain, in the instrument consciousness. If the pen claims of Hermann Hesse claims it was me who wrote Siddhartha, then he is not so correct. The pen should remember, I was picked up and I was moved about the paper, and the result is a beautiful novel which has inspired spiritual seekers the world over, the novel of a person who became enlightened, Siddhartha. So that chanting which we will do now for a little bit more time, we will do in this consciousness, the consciousness of the beginner's mind. We will go a little higher. Everyone, big Ram. Listen, give you everything and let go. LGL. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram, No Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Together. Great pleasure to chant with you. I have to smile all the time because I do know a few people who watch this, and I'm curious to get to know all of you, and maybe there are opportunities in the future. I would like to say that, make a few brief announcements. I said it's such a pleasure, I also am a little sad that I have to watch the time, because here on Instagram we have 45 minutes. We have designated this time. A few announcements. There is a global pandemic kirtan every day on Facebook Live. Global pandemic kirtan, if you wish to chant. Then there is a very interesting katha on the Bhagavatam, Wisdom of the Sages, done by Raghunath, the famous leader of the Shelter Band, and Kostuba, Wisdom of the Sages. Another short announcement: this video will be uploaded to Instagram TV. In other words, you will be able to see it again. And what is very much on my heart, see you next Tuesday, 8 p.m. European time. We have entitled this session, Tuesday session, Going Deeper. It starts with how to discover the own voice, and then how to go beyond this. But first we must arrive in our own voice. And it will open a very deep secret of kirtan. We will also sing a beautiful kirtan with all of you. It is such a pleasure to be with you. We will end the session now, because we will switch off in 1 minute with singing, of course. What else? Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Oh Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai. Shride Ram, Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai.